this tiny child would become the one who would offer a revelation to the way of God, even to the despised Gentiles, that's us, even to us here, in a way that would be different from the glory of the people of Israel as one of them brought this gift to the whole world. It would be very different to the way of power and might and bloodshed and conquest many dreamed of at that time. But it would be the way of life that brought peace and power and might in a quite different way. People would look at the courage of his followers in facing torture and death and marvel. They would proclaim, "Look how these people love each other." The disciples would be taught, instead of going out to conquer the Romans, not to lord it over other people, but to take the position of servants, not to value themselves more highly than those they met. They would be told amazingly to love their enemies and bless those who despitefully used them. They would be told that none of their possessions were really theirs, that everything belonged to God. They would be told to be humble in their assessment of themselves and their judgment of other people. That mourning would give them strength for living. That avoiding violence was the way to power and change. And that the way of living Jesus espoused would free them from fear even of death. How much easier it was to take up a sword and die gloriously, slashing our way to victory. How much easier to believe that we have the truth and the right to impose it on other people. How much easier if God would only restore us to our proper place and make us great again. Yet this is not the way we are offered. This is not the way of the Lord, as Lemiz puts it. The Jews returning to Jerusalem were given the freedom to act and the means to re-establish themselves, though they would find it would never be quite what they had dreamed. Simeon was given the chance to glimpse a powerless baby cradled in his arms and see there the Prince of Peace. And we have been given what is needful for our lives. We cannot return to our imagined past or with the one we thought our ancestors enjoyed, but we can dream again. And now we have the chance to fulfill the dream. So go out into the world in peace and love. Amen.